96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Some call it the holiday blues, but it can be much more than that, particularly if you're experiencing it because of the loss of a significant other, loss of a job, or some other traumatic incident in your life. It could be slight or even full-blown depression, and the holiday season increases those low feelings. So how do you handle loss or grief during this time of the year? Well, joining me to talk about this are my guests, Teresa Doniger. She's a licensed professional counselor. She specializes in grief and loss. And Dr. Jonathan Good, he's a licensed clinical psychologist here at Howard University. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or HFisherWHUR. Teresa and Dr. Good, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us here.
Okay, so let's first kind of put a definition to depression or grieving during this time of the year. Teresa, I'll start with you. Is this really the worst time of year when it comes to dealing with grief and loss for people?
Not necessarily, I wouldn't say. I think what's important to keep in mind about this time of year is people may be sad, people may be lonely, people may feel disconnected. There may be conflicts with families, et cetera, et cetera. But that does not necessarily equal depressed for all people. And in terms of grief and loss, it really depends on the person's experience. If your father died on December 24th, then this could be a particularly difficult time. But it really depends. You know, each person's experience with grief is different.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Good, how do you know the difference between holiday blues and depression? Or is it just an animal of a horse of a different color, as they say?
Well, I think there's a distinct distinction between the two. When you're talking about grief and loss in general, there's a sense of loss, despair, and you're mourning, things of that nature. When you're talking about the holiday season, it intensifies those symptoms, that mourning, loss, and despair, and things of that nature. So I think to the extent that there's a difference, there's a magnitude in whatever the grief or loss is.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody comes to you and they say that they are feeling the blues, how do you address that issue with them?
I think the main thing to do is to have them to express and acknowledge that there is a loss. And that can be a very difficult thing to do. But one thing that you can help them do is to get them to talk and realize and accept that this was a loss, the things that they used to do, activities, memories that they share together are no longer, and coming to terms with it in ways that are more realistic, although it may be a very difficult subject to talk about.
Are there different kinds of loss, Teresa, that people may be experiencing during this time of the year that unfortunately may enhance the feelings of perhaps despair or desperation?
Sure, of course. One thing I just wanted to quickly comment on is that the blues does not equal loss. I don't think anybody's saying that, but I just want to be clear about that because...
Well, help me with that, because a lot of folks will say, yeah, I'm feeling down. You know, it's Christmas and, you know, I'm missing my mom. And they say, yeah, well, I have the blues. But is it?
Sure. I mean, a person may be feeling that, you know, they're down the dumps or they're feeling the blues, but that isn't something that only a person who has, you know, had a grief, I mean, sorry, has experienced the death of somebody, that's not the only person who might say, I'm feeling blue. you know, we all may feel blue at different points, especially for some of us during this time of year. So I guess what I want to just differentiate between is if we're saying blues that are tied to a loss versus just this time of year stinks for me and it's making me feel blue,
mm-hmm.
you know. But in terms of grief and loss specifically, there are, you know, lots of things that people may be experiencing those things because of. And what I mean is that you may have had, or a person may have had, specifically a family member die.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a very, that's clear cut, you know, grief. But someone may be feeling a sense of grief and loss because they don't do Christmas in the house that they grew up in anymore because their parents now live in a retirement community.
Hmm.
So then you have various types of loss. That house, which was probably super symbolic. Your parents are older. They're in a retirement community. There's loss of their younger years, you know, that the children are going to be potentially feeling. And there's many other kinds that can happen in that type of a context.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about handling feelings of grief, feelings of loss during this holiday season. If you have a question or if you have a comment, give us a call. We are definitely taking your comments and your questions. Let's go to George. George, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, George. What's on your mind?
Yes. Good evening. And everyone, happy holidays for everyone.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, I look at it like this. You know, I had a sister just pass, and she, I know she was the God, the creator, and it hurt me because I got seven sisters. Now it's the sixth. But I'll say that. I know she knows God, the creator of the heaven and earth, and you can call what you want, your religion, I don't know what your faith is, but I know she's in a better place and she feels much better. I know she's better. It hurt me because all my life I've said there's seven sisters.
Well, so how, George, let me ask you, okay, so how do you feel now? You've just lost your sister. Have you been able to address how you're feeling?
Okay. I do feel a little emptiness,
mm-hmm.
but I know because I believe and trust in the Creator,
mm-hmm.
It makes me even feel strong too because I know how she is with the Creator.
Okay,
and I know how we live, so that gives me extra strength. I didn't have to break down and just go out because I felt a great loss, but I know she's in a good place, and I know what's going on, and I just want to make. I'm not going to drag it out long, but.
Let me see what Dr. Good has to say about that. Dr. Good, what are you hearing? Because it sounds to me as if he is acknowledging the loss, the pain, but as he said, he's not, falling apart over this. Is this a good thing as to how he's trying to address his loss?
I think to acknowledge what and how you feel. It's just that, and to accept that. So if he's not grieving the way one would expect him to grieve, that's fine. You feel the way you feel. To the extent that you are able to process it in a way that's very therapeutic and healthy, you can do a variety of things. Your sister may have passed due to a certain illness. You could give back or donate to a cause that is charitable to that event. There are tons of people who are in need right now in various community shelters. You can volunteer. You can do a soup kitchen. You can do things in memory of your sister. And to the point that you're making about you are grieving, but you're not grieving at a place where it's not deep, dark depression, but it may be a period of or quote unquote the blues. But to acknowledge what you feel and how you feel is a valid way, and it doesn't have to look any particular way.
Well, George, thank you so much for your phone call, and certainly, our prayers for the loss of your sister. 202 202-319-7810. We're talking about handling grief or loss during this holiday season. We have counselors here to talk about the process. If you are feeling low as a result of some kind of loss, whether it's loss of a loved one or loss of a particular situation in life. We have another George. George calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, George. What's on your mind?
Hi, good afternoon. This is George from Maryland.
Hey, go right ahead, George.
Okay. Yes, I lost my mother on Christmas Eve of 2003. And she was 83 at the time of her death, you know, and I was here in Maryland and she was in North Carolina. And she held on to life until I arrived and grabbed her hand. And I could feel her squeezing my hand as she went to sleep on the 24th of 2003. And after my sister and my brother and I left the hospital after her death, we was grieving, but there was a still voice that came in my head saying, your mother lived to be 83. She never gave you up for adoption. She carried you for 9 months. She never thought about having an abortion. She took care of you until you could take care of yourself. You know, I believe that was God talking to me, and I shared it with my sister and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't grieve that much because we believe in the Holy Spirit. Mama took us to church every Sunday and some Bible study, some Sunday school she took us to. So that got us over.
Well, let me see what Teresa has to say about that, because this is the second time that issues of faith have come up, apparently giving people support and strength as they move through a grieving process, whether it's a recent process or, as George is telling us, as long ago as 2003.
Mm-hmm. So I think what I really want to emphasize is, again, you know, it's easy to get caught up in words when it comes to things, therapy, psychology, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a difference between mourning and grief. So when our loved ones die, we mourn them for whatever amount of time, but we do it in certain ways, and they tend to be symbolic. They tend to be certain practices or rituals or even just going to the funeral service. That's what we call mourning. Grief is just what you feel when somebody dies. And you may feel grief, experience grief, think about grief the rest of your life. Some people speak about it that way. But more importantly, I think to what you're, sir, what you're talking about is just, you know, for you and your siblings, I guess what you shared with them is sort of a almost like a reassurance. It sounds like you felt reassured.
Sounds like even an internal appreciation, mm-hmm, of who his mother was to him and them, and almost, you know, an emotional tribute.
But my sense is that what you're saying, sir, is that it was like a voice from somewhere, whether within you or outside of you, but who reassured you that, yes, you know, your mother was this great mother. She didn't do things that she could have that some other mothers might. And so, yeah, I mean, I agree with Harold that it sounds like you have had almost like a gift, in terms of your experience. I guess it's been 13 years now, but it sounds like that voice that you listened to has helped you throughout this time.
Well, George, thank you so much for sharing with us. We really appreciate it. Happy holidays to you. I need to take a break, but if you're on the phone, that includes Robin in D.C., Ingrid in Fort Washington, please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. If you have a question or comment about loss or grief during this time of the year, lines are still open. We're going to continue to answer your phone calls even after 7:30. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We also picked up Eureka calling from Temple Hills. We'll also talk to you. Stay with us. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.